Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
In America, half of every dollar spent on brand medicines goes to entities who don't make them. While middlemen like PBMs and 340B hospitals drive up costs, Biopharma is investing $500 billion in new infrastructure and manufacturing here at home and helping patients buy medicines directly at lower prices. Tell Washington to end middlemen markups and put American patients first. Visit PHRMA.org/middlemen.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Pod Maverick Presents Mavs Party. I am Kirk Henderson. If you're listening on the YouTube, then you just heard me. If you're listening on the audio stream, this might be the last time you hear me for a little bit because the Mavericks don't play until next Friday, which is a thing that is odd. I'll see if I can figure out a way to make a show in between, but I actually have to go to Washington, D.C. for work, so I'm not sure what's going to happen there. If you haven't listened to Josh and I's show, please consider doing so. If you're interested in joining this show, there's a link in the notes. I need to actually go pin that link here on YouTube. It's an easy onboarding thing. You just click through, and it's like you would be joining a meeting at work, et cetera, et cetera. So I really recommend doing it, not just because it's my show, but because I do like talking to you people. So let me bring up my buddy Glenn, who's waiting first. Glenn, how are you?
Hey, Kirk. Good evening. What a great game, huh?
I had a good time. I had a good time. Last night's game, not so much.
No, last night's game had me pissed off. You know, and it was good. Just therapy-wise, I just turned it off last night and said, it's Oklahoma. They're 21-1. I'm just going to accept the L, and that's cool. And then, yep. You know, then tonight I was not expecting a win, and I'm very pleased. Let me start off, though, by saying the one thing that would have destroyed me, and that is with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, we had a technical foul on the Houston coach.
Yes.
And they let AD take the free throw. If we'd have lost that game by 1 point, I would have lost my mind. He's a 70% free throw shooter. Don't you get to choose who shoots the free throw at that point?
And Kidd is notorious for this. Like, I remember there's this one writer on the internet who used to be a Mavs data guy who always said that Kidd would always choose Luka to shoot free throws. Kidd would choose whoever in the Sam hell he wants, because I think in this case he might have been trying to get AD to 30 points, because he had 29. And he just kind of goes with his gut. He's like, who wants to shoot it? And part of me likes that. The other part of me is like,
no,
the Kevin Durant's on the other team, guys. Like, let's yeah. take this a little more seriously. But hey, they won anyways.
But Kirk, AD is not Luka. AD is a 70% free throw shooter. It's not okay. We have guys on the team. I think, I don't know what is B Will, like 85%.
I see. There's Flag is the one I want beating them.
Fine. Yeah, sure. Flag is a very good free throw shooter. 70% is not acceptable. Like, are we going to be serious about winning here? Every point counts.
I mean, that's the challenge with Jason Kidd coach's team, is like, you want to say every win and every game counts. And like, I just never, that's what I Kidd drives me crazy with this, because if he very clearly makes it known that it is not that serious to him, because there's 81 others, you know, beyond the one that he's coaching tonight.
You used all your mulligans here. That's okay when you're 12-12 or whatever. Yeah. But this team is 8-16. Every point counts. Every real. If you want to be serious, like, okay, if you're saying to yourself like, yeah, we're just trying to tank casually here, then that's fine. But that's not acceptable if you're trying to win games. That point could have actually – I'm surprised that point didn't come down, because that's my next point, which is I'm a Kidd fan.
Sure.
I'm a Kidd supporter. The one area where I despise Kidd in the past, however, has been at protecting leads in games like this. And maybe I'm going to give credit tonight. Maybe it wasn't Kidd that was the problem. Maybe it was Luka and Dinwiddie. Because those two guys,
the historical ghost hanging over the run the clock offense.
Yeah. Dinwiddie would drive me nuts. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 23 and a half, jack up something that was not going to go in, and then watch the lead dwindle.
Yeah.
Dwindle. No,
that part's difficult, because there's a natural instinct, I think, to sort of take your foot off the gas, particularly when you just want to get out both healthy and with a win. But it's just really hard to regain aggression once you've lost it. And that's what made that Brandon Williams steal so cool to me, when he just pickpocketed Amen Thompson, because if he doesn't make that play, I think it becomes a 9-point game at that point, because he was just a free reign for a dunk. And then, you know, you get it under 10 and there's like a psychological thing going on where everybody starts kind of second guessing stuff. I mean, that's just part of it.
I absolutely love these guys, and I'm so pleased that they managed to hold on to a lead. And maybe it was Luka and Dinwiddie. Okay.
I love it.
I'll take that. Dwight Powell is the utility tool that I have at the bottom of my drawer that I use sometimes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's got like a knife on it and a corkscrew and a few other things. And I hate him. Am I the only Mavericks fan that hates Dwight Powell? Probably.
Oh, no. He's just been around too long. And you know, a guy that he's a reminder of things like that haven't worked in the past. And so when he does something ridiculous, there's one of those games like earlier in the week where he had six steals and it's like, what is going on? And he's almost like a mascot. I mean, you've worked in your particular industry for a really long time. And I'm sure there's a guy that works in my office who has worked in the building for 35 years. And the joke is just like, oh, he comes with it. He's part of the and that's how I feel about Dwight Powell. You know,
right. He's just he comes the guy with the building.
Like, right. And he's going to get his own statue. It might be like 3.5 feet tall and like of his face getting punched or something. But like that's just part of it with Powell. Someone in the chat says Powell is inevitable.
I appreciate that. His longevity and his willingness to take charges, but fuck, it's like he just gets shoved out of the way. He is not useful at stopping guys from driving and dribbling right into him. And I hate it whenever he's out there. I'm sorry, Mavericks fans. I know y'all love him, but he's just, and you know, I think it was last night where I was thinking that same thing about how he got an open dunk and he misses the open dunk. And I'm like, yeah, that's all he ever takes is dunks. And then he misses the dunks. And so y'all think he's great because he's a 60% shooter or whatever, but they're all dunks.
Great stuff.
A couple other things just quickly. So the lineup that has both D'Lo and Nembe in it, why are we letting D'Lo take the ball up the court when Nembe is in the game? What is the point of having both of them in the game if Nembe is if D'Lo is going to be the point guard?
I don't think he's supposed to. The D'Angelo Russell minutes lately have been exclusively tied to another point guard also being out there.
Yeah.
So that his decision tree, this was his worst game in a while. 3 turnovers in 13 minutes. He was handling the ball a little more. I'm wondering if Kid just wanted to try something. Cause Kid does that, but it was a pretty rough outing for D'Lo. Now, let me ask you this. Did you catch him in the left corner after a Jaden Hardy three-point attempt? Hardy shoots this awful three that just clangs. After the Rockets get the rebound, you see D'Lo in the corner just standing there, and he takes a practice shot without the ball as the Rockets are streaking up the floor. I'll send you a clip of it later. I'll send you a Twitter. Yes, it is so absurd that like it's like something somebody would do at like the end of a pickup run where it's like, don't do that. We're trying to get out of here with a win kind of thing. And it's like this guy just has he just has no self-awareness. It's the best.
Okay. I think D'Lo has a role on this team and it's great, but not when you have another point guard in the game and you let him play point guard. I think he brings some things to the table off guard, off point. I heard your discussion earlier. I don't think we can compare Cooper Flagg to anyone else. I don't think so. I think he's just a unique player.
Pretty fun.
He's a new species. It's like, you know, Darwinism in action here, where we've developed a new species of player, and that's him. So that's pretty cool. Hey, one other thing here on my list. I know you're not a Nico fan, and I'm not a huge Nico fan. Believe me, I'm not defending the trade, but let's give him some credit for developing the bottom of the roster. He's a lot better than Donnie Nelson at developing bottom. These guys that are playing at the bottom are
well. That's really what made impressive. The trade so insane is like they built such a nice roster and then they traded the part that matters because it's like Najee Marshall is a great signing. Like he is a invaluable part of. And when you say bottom, I think you're more meaning like anybody outside of the starting, like the top 5 to 6.
Because no, I include Najee in that. That's a great one. Will, for example, certainly Nembe, Musa Cisse is impressive. All of these guys. Like if people go back to remembering what it was like under Donnie Nelson when we had Theo Pinson just over there twiddling his flag and stuff like. The guys that were on the bottom of the roster back then were not of usefulness to the team, and so you do need
You remember after the bubble where the Mavericks, like, they signed three or four guys that were just awful, but happened to play like six good games in the bubble, and it's like, no, like every single person on this roster, I don't have an issue with anybody getting minutes. Like, I'm not to that point where there were, you know, it was Willie Cauley-Stein. He's probably my favorite one that I hated the most, where it's just like, he was big for nothing, and just, it didn't work.
Well, that's another thing, is that people think it's easy to find a center, but Donnie Nelson could not find us a center for years and years. Guys like Samuel D'Alembert.
Remember Mark Falwell's amazing, like, horrible, the Sam Slam, every time he would dunk it, just a plague on my ears.
Yeah, so some credit to Nico, although we all obviously are dismayed with the trade. Although I'm starting to believe more and more that the league came to him and said, hey, here's the deal. If you trade Luka to the Lakers, we're going to make sure you get Cooper Flagg. We're going to referee all your games to make sure that you get a lottery pick. And then we're going to force the lottery pick to you. And sorry if you lose your job over this, but that's what we're going to do. So I don't know. I'm starting to think that's maybe a possibility that could have happened.
Well,
and I like Cooper Flagg so much that if that was the case, that I'm kind of okay with it. I mean, come on. Luka's a generational player once in a lifetime, but golly, Cooper Flagg is also, he's a new species. Yeah. So I'm pretty happy with that. Last thing is that Texas beat three teams in the top 10. The Texas should be in the college football playoffs, damn it.
But isn't it nice for you to be able to say, like, to be able to just, like, from the what is it, Statler and Waldorf, the Muppets, like, just to be able to talk your shit and not actually have to be in a game of meaning? That's kind of nice, sure. Because I have a lot of Texas friends here. Like, Arch Manning will be able to get stronger. Hopefully he shouldn't go in the draft. Texas will find one more offensive lineman so he doesn't die. And then next year they will have the ability to climb out of their mess. So that's
absolutely. But when you guys complain about how, well, if you don't let Alabama in the playoffs, then why are you doing conference championship games? Correct. We don't need conference championships games anymore. We have a playoff system now. So the top four teams in the SEC should automatically get in, and then four more teams should play in a play-in tournament. And we do not need a conference championship anymore. So that's fine.
Well, hey, glad you joined the show, okay?
Thank you, Kirk. Great night. Have a good one.
All right. Have a good one. All right. I'm going to insert my ads real quick before I bring on Mr. Cam and then Mr. Green. So hang out, listen to those ads. If you want to support the show more directly, you can tell your friends about us. Me, Josh. You know, we also have to bully Josh into staying because Josh is tired of podcasting with me after all these years. No, it's just, this is getting hard to do. So the support that we've received for the show this year has been quite nice. All right. So we'll be right back.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wishlist topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshall's. We get the deals, you get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Find a Marshall's near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights, from backyard jams to sold-out arenas. There's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Okay, coming up next, Mr. Cam. Cam, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Did you enjoy that one?
I think we earned it. I did, man. Like, that second half. Especially that third quarter was special. Man, like,
man. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
And that defense, man. But it is, I still want to trade AD, because even though I still think we can compete with, like, other teams, I just don't see us beating OKC. So it's just, even though I'll take the win happily, I just, like, and in the back of my mind is like, man, neither of these teams will beat OKC. So we might as well just trade AD.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you by chance?
24.
24. Okay. This is a great age for not to, because I'm about 15 years older. I'm more than that. I'm 41. I spent my teenage years right up until, so I was about 24 when the Mavericks lost in the finals. And I remember being so mad watching. And then as I got older, I was like, you know what? I enjoyed watching so many of these teams. And my thought is, like, if you're going to watch all these games, we have to find reasons to watch. And I agree with you that So if you're so the question I would ask is, do we think the Mavericks are building towards something?
Honestly, I think so, man. Because Cooper and Nimby, like, and even Moosey, man, like these young and Christie, like these young guys, man. They have something, man. Like, I can see them being really, really competitive. Like, they're just too young. They're not ready yet.
Sure. So like, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
So I do feel like kind of like OKC, like 2021, 2022, OKC. And it's like, and I do agree with your point and the other guy's point. Coop is so good. It's same with Luka. Like, Luka and Coop are so good that we just can't. We're not gonna lose enough games. So I was like, I just don't know, man. Because I want that. Cause I want a lottery pick. It's just, especially in this year's draft. But Luka, like, when Coop and Nimby are just so good that it just, I just don't know, man. Like, if we lose games,
right?
But it's like, we may have to sit them. But it's like. But I've also kind of the back of my mind just looking at the Wizards, and it's like I also want to tank, but I don't want to create a losing culture, man. Because with New Orleans and the Wizards, they have like lottery picks every year, and it's like that losing culture is just never like. I mean, like a few days ago, the Wizards lost by 40 points to the Celtics without Jaylen Brown. Like that. I just don't know, man, because I don't want to create that level of just not care at all. But I also want to lose. I don't know what to do.
Because you want the lottery pick, but you want to enjoy watching the basketball if you're gonna invest this much.
Yeah, I want the lottery pick, but I don't want to create just a don't care losing culture like the Wizards have. You know, like the Nets have, you know.
Well, some of this stuff self-selects. Like, you know, I really liked tonight's win. Okay. Yeah. The Mavericks shot 60% from the floor.
Oh, yeah.
That there's elements in these wins where if you want to be a Debbie Downer and be like, well, it's kind of luck. Some of this is kind of luck.
Yeah. Now, it's anything to games. Like, some games are going to be like this, you know, and you'll happily take those wins. So, But it's so hard because, like, you can see the vision, but it's hard to really believe in it because of one, injuries, and two, the Thunder game back to back in this game, it's just like a total just like yin yang of just like, oh, it's so over and over back. It's hard to really wrap your head around what this team truly is.
That's true. And that's why I think going out on a win for a 6-day break is it's the sort of thing where
Yeah, and a blowout one too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. That's a really good feeling.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. And you sometimes I think you got to lean in on that sort of stuff. They come back, they play Brooklyn, they play Utah. Those are both two games they should win. And then all of a sudden they're going to be like they're going to be 5 or 6 games under 500. And it's like, oh, that's interesting. And, but it, I don't know. There's just stretches of the season where they're just going to get their asses whipped. I mean, Houston sat two guys tonight who probably could have played because I think they thought they could have beaten the Mavericks.
Well, to be fair, though, like we have a bunch of injuries too. So I was like, they can try to play the injury card, but don't please don't play it. Like, you cannot use that excuse against this team. You know what I'm saying? So. Like, they lost Baron Square. Like, they had injuries. We have injuries as well. It's just, gosh, KD is so good, but he's just such like a, I don't know why. He's good, but he's not like, he's not looking good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't dictate wins. Like, you can just give him his buckets and like today, we gave him his buckets, but we still blew him out because he's not a force multiplier.
Yeah.
You know, so like, seeing Cooper right next to him, it's just like, gosh, like, I would rather, if they were both young, I was hoping not to sound crazy, but I'd rather take a young Cooper over a young KD, if that makes sense. Because it's just, KD's just not. He's not a force multiplier. Like if it's a cake, he is the frosting. Like he's not the cake.
Sure,
if that makes sense. You know, like he is the final piece. Yeah, and with the healthy Şengün, that's fine. But without him,
right? Without him, he was asked. He's not capable. Because like
he's not capable of carrying a team.
Yeah, not for two nights in a row on a back-to-back, which is what they asked of him tonight. So,
yeah, man. That was a fun game, man. Like,
good.
This was a great B-Will game, too. Like, that one fake where he just faked out KD, man. Like, well, when he's on, man. But he still has a perfect three-point shot. I don't know what happened because last year he had pretty good. I think, is it the hamstring strain from preseason that kind of messed it up? I don't know what happened to his three-point shot this year.
For which guy? Brandon Williams?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's a mental element of it. So he got into a funk, and then he hit one last night. I think his shot looks fine.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so some of it is by luck because some of it just like rims in and out.
Sure.
So I think some of it is just by luck, man, but it was a great win. It was a great 80 win. Like this brings 80 trade value back up, and like I'm still on the trade 80 train. But this was a good win. Like hopefully maybe a team bites on it and maybe we can sit Coop like at the end of the year. Like maybe like kind of like what we did take it lively. You know, like the last few games, maybe like sit him. You know, for a mystery injury, you know, like maybe we could sit him for like his thumb, like the last few games of the year, you know.
I think they'd be willing to try something like that. It's just I don't think they're gonna get to like the Oklahoma City thing where they were sitting Shea like 25 games.
Yeah, because man, I want a lottery pick this year, man.
I understand. But look, I'll tell you this: if you don't like. I think there are enough interesting guards where even if the Mavericks pick like 12 to 14, I think they have an opportunity to get somebody that they'd be happy with.
This year's draft, man, like honestly, if you go anywhere in the top 10, I'm good.
Yep.
Because even like 11, 12, you know, because, you know, like Jalen Johnson went like 19 and he is
amazing. A superstar.
Yeah,
so amazing. Like, what is up with these Duke? It's funny. The only Duke forward of recent years who's disappointing is Paolo Banchero.
Well, Paolo's not bad.
He got hurt and the Magic picked it up.
I was gonna say like Jahlil Okafor as well.
That's true. I've not thought about Okafor in a long time.
Yeah, Like, and Cam Boozer, like, he's kind of like similar to Coop. He has a high motor, but Coop's more athletic than him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's kind of overrated, in my opinion. Like, he's not bad, but he's not athletic enough to really.
Well, there's a difference. He's fun to watch right now because he's beating guys who he's more athletic than, but then he comes in the league, and it's like, unless he develops like a Zeebo kind of game where he's just like outpowering everyone. I don't know what he does that is worth a top five pick.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, but he does have a high motor though. So like that will help him. So like he's not lazy.
No, he's like a cool story. Those twins are a real cool story. I've somehow followed them forever because I knew about Carlos Boozer's, because he and his wife were pretty open about the fact that their older son had sickle cell. And I remember reading all this stuff at like my first job when I was like your age, like about, cause I, you know, back in the mid 2000s, there was simply like, I had like ESPN. There's just nothing to read online. So it's like, I was like stuff like that with like the human interest stories. I remember reading all about it. So, well, hey man, I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Sure, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully talk soon. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next, my man, Mr. Green. How are you?
I'm good, Kirk. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. It's only about 11 o'clock here. So I'll be able to get a good night's sleep when we're done here. Good.
Yeah. Beautiful, mate. You look like you need one.
Wow. No, there's just like some days where it's so it's the portion of winter where I've not yet gotten used to the fact that it's cold. So every day is kind of bleak and gray, and I'm just like, you know, I didn't shave this morning, like at all. Like I like the neck beard, so it's just, you know, been dragging through the day. This is why I say I have a face for radio. Okay.
And we're the exact opposite, Kirk. So, you know, we had our first 100 degree day, just the other day, and we're just getting into the swing of it. So yeah, the exact opposite, mate. The start of summer here was the 1st of December. So I'd imagine your start of winter was the 1st of December.
It's fine. Like Texas winters are for like, I used to live in an area of the country where it would get regularly like right at zero Fahrenheit, which I can't even remember what that is, Celsius, but it's awful. And here it's fine. It doesn't even drop below freezing, but maybe 20 days a year. But I have adapted and I'm now a sissy. So yeah. it's the problem.
Aircon, mate. Aircon's a wonderful invention.
That's right. That's right. So what's up? Did you like that one?
I did. Makes me worry though, because the whole Rockets team shot over 50%, except for Amen Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Amen had 31 last night, and he shot 2 of 11 against us tonight. Now, he's got an ugly-looking shot, man. Both of those twins have got ugly-looking shots, but they bring, obviously, a lot to the table. But when the entire team shoots over 50% against you, this hyped-up Dallas defense... Yeah, there's some good defensive plays, but it's not really harboring the results. You know what I mean?
I agree because if he doesn't get in foul trouble, I don't think this game goes the way it did, because he was out during that third quarter stretch when the Mavericks went ballistic, and he's just such a forceful player, even when he's not very efficient, that you got to kind of keep an eye on him. Particularly around the basket. I mean, what I've had his stats up earlier, but he had 4 offensive rebounds, and I was sitting there like screaming at my TV. Nah, did he have 4? Yeah, he had 4 offensive rebounds in 30 minutes.
Mate, he might have one of the top 10 plays of the year with that block on AD. We might find that at the end of the season.
I've never seen something like that with players of that skill level. It doesn't happen very much where guys even try to go for the block, let alone get it.
It was really a terrible pass. Yes. It was a terrible pass. It was amazing that AD actually caught the ball, but I think
he seemed surprised that he was that open. Like he was like looking around
Yeah, big time. Cause I think he was looking at shooting it out to the corner for a 3. And then he said, oh, I'm half a step here. And Amin was like 2.5 steps away. But, man, that kid, oh, my goodness. He's got some springs on those heels, man, for sure.
Ripley.
So he was the reason why the Rockets couldn't get it going. And to be without Adams and, you know, I suppose like Adams and Lively almost cancel each other out, you know, similar ilk of game. But, yeah, if we're ever going to win, it was going to be without Şengün, wasn't it? You know?
He is so good, and it's the Mavericks would have had very little chance if Şengün played tonight. I because Davis does – it's not even Davis's fault. It's just a guy like that is built to sort of carve through a team like the Mavericks that can't, in most cases, can't score enough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
He's just the ultimate disruptor.
Yeah.
You know, when he enters the court, things have to change. And if you don't change them, then their best shot's a missed shot, you know?
Yeah.
Just Adams get an offensive rebound and put a shoot it out for an open three or just put it back in the hole.
And that's where, like, the previous caller, Cam, was noting that that Kevin Durant was asked to do too much, whereas when Şengün plays, I think the load on him is so light. He can just go out there and connect on these open shots where it's like, if the Thunder make a real run this year, it shouldn't surprise anyone because they're built a very specific way, but it's a way that's hard to stop.
Man, KD was unreal tonight, in my opinion. Like, that guy is 100% unguardable, and he just waits. And, you know, the patience that he has, and he'll just lull backwards and forwards. And PJ's a good defender, but, man, it was like no one was there. It was just like shooting warm-up shots in the gym. And he doesn't hit the rim much, old KD. It's just the bottom of the every time. He's got such an amazing form for his build, you know.
Yeah, I've always liked watching him play.
I hate watching him play our team, but, yeah, he's a great watch. Fuck, man, it's so infuriating because you can't do anything with him. I would have put Coop on him a bit more.
I would have liked to have seen it. Yeah.
I suppose they want Coop's foot speed just to, you know, nullify the Armin Thompsons and the Josh Okogies. I mean, that's a horrible fucking lineup. Holiday, Okogie.
The threes they were shooting felt like the threes the Mavericks were taking during the opening games of the year, where it was like lead balloon at the rim, where it's like you just know they weren't going down.
Well, no team got over 10 threes tonight. I think we had seven and maybe they had nine. But one player that still has me scratching my head, Kirk, for Houston is Reed Sheppard. Like, it looked like he came out and started smoking us, absolutely smoking us. And then, man, that guy must have the shortest, lowest motor. And maybe that's why he doesn't get, you know, his coach is obviously a tough nut, but he just doesn't have the juice, does he? He can come out and give you like 5 or 6 minutes of just awesomeness and then just a non-factor for every other minute that he was on the floor.
Which is saying something, because there's an opening for him as an off the ball or as an on ball like creator, and he just has to press a little more. And he was playing really timid. The Mavericks got, because I really thought he was going to come alive and just rip the Mavericks a new one. And he hit two shots and then kind of didn't do anything.
Well, he hit that big three. He got that huge dunk.
And the dunk was pretty good.
Yeah. But then he just turned it off, just went soft. And I suppose, you know, who would you rather have, Nemby or Reed Sheppard?
Yes. Nemby, I think.
Yeah, I think anyone would pick that way. So incredibly lucky that we found old Nemby at a bus stop, mate, you know?
Yes.
I thought he was getting a flight home, end up picking him up at the bus stop, the poor bugger, but you get that on the big jobs, mate. Yeah. But, mate, I hate to see big games from B. Will, man. He's definitely not one of my favorites. He's like a confident Jaden Hardy with a slightly better handle. Yep. You know, loves to shoot. I don't like us having wins where we shoot 60%, B Will goes off for 20, and one of the best guys on the opposing team goes from, you know, 31 points the night before to what did Thompson end up finishing with? Like 7 points, 9 points?
I have it up. It's negative 14, 7 points, yes.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly. But like I said, man, you know, we're all beaten up with half of our, you know, roster people that we'd want sitting on the bench. So to, you know, not have Clay tonight to throw in a few extra threes. It's amazing when Clay doesn't play and we don't hit 10 threes, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that Clay is them winning a game without him, because he's been pretty good lately, is very underrated.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, these guys that want a high draft pick in the draft and all, I understand all that, but the only way to make the Dallas Mavericks a team that can't win enough and, you know, go into that tankathon is if you were to get rid of PJ or Naji or both. I think if that happens, we're in trouble because we're going to watch some pretty average basketball for the rest of the season if either one of those or both of those guys go.
Yeah, PJ can't go because of when he was signed. He's going to be on the roster the whole year. But Naji is got to be somebody that
because, you know, the thing that holds Sorry, mate. We had a little bit of a lag there.
That's okay. Go ahead.
You know the only thing that PJ and Najee back from ever being all-star level players is what I was saying before about Nembhard, you know, just like passing to a teammate in the shooting pocket, just having that awesome delivery of the passing.
Yep.
That's the only skills that those two guys lack, and PJ's probably got a weaker handle than Najee, but, man, they are the two guys that could have helped us with a Luka-led Mavericks. They are the two guys, and we had both of them, and it's just it's upsetting to see them have to play well above their pay grade in a different structure to look successful, but both of them look great tonight, Kirk. I thought both of them played really well.
I agree.
Najee's just money anywhere inside the paint, and he's got such good first step and second step moves. But he's offensively aggressive like Peach. You know, both of them are very similar players to me. You can substitute one out for the other. But yeah, man, I enjoyed the win. I hope you did.
I did. I'm not going to trouble myself with, you know, the schedule that they have coming up. They play against the Brooklyn Nets, who are just bizarre, and shouldn't win. But then again, Michael Porter Jr. is right. And then they play Utah, who has zero incentive to win basketball games. So it's like if they're 11-16, then, you know, by the middle of next week, whenever they play Friday, they have six days off, then they play Friday and Monday. If they're 11-16 and then they're getting closer to Christmas and it's like, oh, well, the Mavericks might be having a run in them and maybe, but it's for a run to what? So it's like, I think I'm going to enjoy the individual games and try not to worry too much about the other stuff, because I think they start making roster changes at some point. Someone in my Twitter DMs just said, you know, what are they going to do in order to keep Nembhard by mid-January? Because they're on record. Well, Mark Stein says that they are going to sign him to a contract, like a full contract. Well, in order to do that, they have to clear salary. They don't have an ability to do that. They have no zero means. They have no second round picks that they can send out to someone, you know, as a sweetener for eating a bad contract. So things are going to be weird.
What you're saying, just so I understand it better, if they were to say waive Exum,
mm-hmm.
right? So can they apply for an injured player?
Like, I don't think they can, not until a certain point in the year. It's like the way it was explained to me is there's just like certain calendar dates that matter. And one of those is like December 15th. One of them is January 15th in relation to these sorts of things. Andrew Nembhard has 50 games of eligibility with the actual Mavericks before they can't play him. And so, yeah, Efra Rodriguez in the chat says they can sign him in late January. And so in order to do that, they need to have a spot. And I just don't see how they come up with that spot. That they a lot of what they do are doing soon require, or what they need to do requires an element of timing and execution that I don't know if they can get it done by. So yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean logically Exum's spot is the slot allocation. You know what I mean? So Dante Exum's spot, he can't play. That's the actual spot. It's just getting the finances to mesh, I suppose, as you said. So,
and I hate even having to talk about that because I'm not interested in that part of this.
Of course. I thought that you would have had a I thought you might have been able to educate me a little bit on the.
No, we had a guy. There's a guy that was part of. There's a guy that was part of my site that loved the collective bargaining agreement and knew all about it, and he just hasn't been around much this year. And then, you know, you got a lot of – there's folks in our chat that are commenting on it, and I just haven't bothered to learn the nuances. I probably should, but, oh, well, ignorance can be bliss sometimes.
Hey, all you're going to do is learn facts that your hypothetical deals could go down. Like, you know what I mean? You don't know what the Mavericks are going to do.
Right,
and at the end of the day, the Dallas Mavericks were the one who gave Nembe his opportunity. No one else. So we're not fighting against anyone else. It sounded like he wanted to be here. That's what it sounded like. Yep. But I didn't realize he's a Mount Vert guy. I didn't realize he played with Cunningham, Duran, all those guys at Cape Verde. So, you know, I listened to the mismatch a fair bit. So, you know, Verno was quite up to date with who was on that team, and he reckons it was like the best high school team ever assembled. And he was the starting point guard. Nemhard was the starting point guard on that team. So, I'm not stressing about Nemhard at all. What's the worst that can happen? He plays 50 games for Dallas Mavericks this year. That's the worst that can happen, isn't it?
That's true.
And he didn't play in the first half a dozen, as far as I'm aware. He was injured for
a bit. He was on the team, and I don't understand why they didn't send him. This is like some nonsense stuff with roster management. But if you send a guy back to a G League team, it doesn't count. So instead, they kept him with the team, and I'm pretty sure those games counted against him. It drives, because they ran into this problem late last year where they were the guy who went to Pepperdine that I really enjoyed watching. They had to get rid of him because he had just been on the roster for games when it didn't matter, and they should have sent him back to Frisco to play for the G League team or to play for. But it's, I don't know. I could be wrong. The fact that we are having to account like this is annoying.
Yeah, no, it's not a concern. It's not a worry. They'll sort it out. They'll do what they need to do. Because, you know, would anyone really complain if they waived and stretched Hardy's contract? You know,
no.
Whatever has to happen will happen. Like, he looks like someone that could be a part of this team.
Yep.
I mean, what an amazing. You was talking before about, you know, PJ, Cooper and AD as your sort of defensive back line. Is that strong enough to have a Kyrie Nemby backcourt? That could be interesting.
But yeah. I want to watch it. Nah, like, it's not, but I still want to watch it.
For sure.
I'd rather try it and be wrong. So.
Definitely.
All right, boss.
I'm all good, Kirk. I really appreciate it, mate.
Yeah, well, we'll hopefully talk in a week after the Mavericks beat Brooklyn. So you enjoy your week and your weekend, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Sounds good, Kirk. Thanks, buddy.
All right. This has been Kirk Henderson here with Pod Maverick. Josh won't be back until the next Monday. That just sort of worked out that way. So, I hope everybody has a nice weekend. I have to go to Frisco tomorrow to watch 9-year-old basketball. It should be really I score keep, so I don't yell. Everybody be good. Talk to you soon. Go Mavs.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.